The other big news story is in Ferguson, Missouri, where sources and media outlets are singing a chorus of hints that a decision has been made by the grand jury in that case and that an announcement could happen sometime today. The announcement, of course, would be either an indictment handed up for Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting of Michael Brown, or it would be no indictment. For well over 100 days, this whole community has been in a holding pattern over the question of justice and a questionable justice system. F. Willis Johnson is pastor at Wellspring Church.
Well, it's quite unnerving, very frustrating and fatiguing, and yet we're challenged to remain hopeful that the best will come to pass.
And yet this grand jury verdict, indictment, whatever you want to call it, is far from definitive. It doesn't even end the story. It may begin another story. Who knows?
Yes, sir. That is true. This in and of itself, this decision, this act, or even a series of acts that follow, do not bring any sense of real closure. Each step, each action, each decision in response initiates a new one. And so I've learned in my work and in my leadership sometimes that it's okay to say, I don't know. It's okay to say that, or not to say anything, just to listen and be present. There's a story in the Bible where some friends came in a troubling time, and the best thing they did was just sit still with their friend. It wasn't until they started talking and asking questions and inquiring and investigating and trying to get a headline or trying to be important and give advice that they begin to kind of mess up the situation and take it to a place that it didn't need to go. And so that's...
Well, Pastor, you should tweet out that, you know, that passage of the Bible. It probably would be useful for all of us at this point. Pastor Johnson, you know, last week as the delay, you know, went on and on and on, I was thinking to myself, this is just ratcheting up the heat in the community. But now with the weekend to think about it and just looking at some reports, there's also a sense maybe that things are calming down, that there's a kind of a enough already fatigue and people are waiting to see what actually happens. What's your assessment?
Well, I believe that all of what you shared is true. I tend to believe, though, that it may not have been so much that there was something that was going to happen as much as we've kind of raised a bar, a series of expectations that for most of us, we were hoping would not become, in a negative sense, a self-fulfilling prophecy. People rise and fall to expectations. And so I think and I hope that we have learned that maybe if we ask, expect, model what is the most respectful, the best, most appropriate ways to begin to address our issues, our concerns, manage the responsibilities that we have, that in turn that will be adhered to, that will be followed, and we again can see the best come to pass.
And you really do have your work cut out for you. I mean, you've got the issue of trusting the justice system, which is an important goal here. There's the whole question of how do you characterize and frame the notion of forgiveness and, you know, the Christian principles here. And then there's the racial divisions in Ferguson that are the long story, the big story here that's going to go on really for many, many years. How does a man of the cloth deal with all that at once?
Well, we wrestle God through our questions is what Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel invited us to do and challenged us to do. And I just believe it's really as basic as this, that in our faith tradition, the God who was met and met us in disgrace still dispensed grace. And that is both the comfort and the challenge of our experience. And it's what I'm hoping that will happen across the spectrum, whether it's the judicial system, whether it is in our own circles of conversation and family and friends in our larger and smaller communities, that we recognize that even in the face of us not being our best, even in the things that disgrace us or been a breach against us, that we will still dispense the grace that is given to us.
So the challenge is great, but the hope is greater.
Always.
Pastor Johnson, thanks so much. That's F. Willis Johnson, who's the pastor at Wellspring Church. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.